Dish Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation. Hey! Where we've got all of your entertainment news and your celebrity gossip. And coming from our homes in Atlanta, of course, it's myself. We've got Brett. We've got Garrett. We've got the head crack. And over in L.A., we have the lovely Miss Sherry Shepherd and Chewy. What's up, y'all?
Peace, peace.
Hi.
Will join us later when we dish about Akon shading Drake about sounding like another rapper. And did Serena Williams compare losing to dating a bad guy?
Plus, Sofia Vergara shares an eye-popping skill that you gotta see to believe. But first, head crack, what you got going on?
A millet. Actually, even more than that, because that is how many people pulled up to check out Brandy and Monica in a versus battle.
Craziness.
Listen, man, it was epic. The two legendary queens went at it jam for jam, and they officially set the record for the most people to ever pull up in a versus battle because they had 1.2 million watches.
What's up? Oh my God. So epic and so many highlights.
Crazy.
And one of them was vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris making a cameo to encourage viewers to head on to the polls and vote on election day. And the comment section was popping, everybody. And they had all kind of A-listers in support of B-Rocker and Mo, you dig, like former First Lady Michelle Obama, Missy Elliott, myself, Solange, Queen Latifah, Adele, and countless others.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Porsche too.
Dope.
Porsche too.
We had a whole party for it.
Porsche, yeah, you had like 15,000 viewers, Portia. It was crazy. I saw your live. What do y'all think about these two coming together and making history? Who do we think won, or should we not make it a competition?
Nobody won. It was a good thing.
They were both amazing, but to have 1.2 million people is groundbreaking and just shows you where all this is going, y'all. That's more than some NBA games, too, y'all. So, big up to them. Big up to both of them.
I love the fact that these two ladies, Monica and Brandy, a cappella. You hear so much auto-tune and background noise. When you finally hear real voices and real music, it was a joy to my soul, ladies.
But you know what I liked about it the most is the fact that we know these ladies have had a little bit of drama throughout the years.
Right.
And they were able to playfully shade each other throughout the night. Some people said it was too much, but I thought it was just right. It was just right
Me
for
too.
Sisters who are coming together
Me
to
too.
Poke jokes at like an old feud. It was so fun.
Yes.
And listen, my group said Brandy won. I'm impartial to Monica and Brandy, so I don't know, but I say both of them. Cheers to y'all, and thank you for doing it for the culture, y'all.
Yes, we
need it. It was a good time. Yeah. Well, so much epicness and black girl magic happened yesterday, y'all. Even our girl, Niecy Nash, had a surprise for us. Word is she's a married woman once again. Niecy Nash, congratulations, baby.
Yeah.
She revealed to the world on IG yesterday that musician, her and Niecy and musician Jessica Betts have tied the knot. Congratulations, felicidades. And she posted a picture on IG of herself and Jessica from their wedding day holding hands and smiling with the caption, Miss Carol Denise Betts.
Okay.
And reportedly, the marriage announcement is the first time Niecy has come out publicly as a part of the LGBTQ community. Congratulations, Niecy Nash. You looked amazing. Yes. That wedding looks great.
Yes.
I hope the cake was good.
Is this like the most epic coming out ever? Because
it's epic.
I have never seen someone make the announcement with their wife. Like, that was
No, Portia. I think we missed it. When Brad and her friend did it, when she got that Bentley, that was the biggest coming out.
Keeping
it all a secret and then coming out married is the dopest ever. Like, it's like, you can say what you want to say. You can make your comments, bitch, but we already hitched. Okay?
Exactly.
Wait a minute. Oh, no.
Sherry, Niecy is your girl. What do you think about all of this?
Well, you know, I was at the wedding, and it was a beautiful wedding. I signed an NDA, which is
You
this,
sure did.
So it says, my NDA says, I will sue you. So I can't say anything about it, but I do wish my best friend all of the best, and I love her, and I love Jessica.
Yes.
So I wish y'all the best. Absolutely. Niecy.
You can't even comment about the cake? How was the cake?
They ate it.
You know, Chewy, I've been off sugar since 2018, so the only sugar I get is
juice. Right.
But the cake looked amazing.
Hey.
Oh.
All right. We all know Tiger
King has gotten everyone interested in Joe Exotic and big cats. Well, guess what, y'all? Now you can cover your cat or your hot dog, as the case may be, with Joe Exotic underwear.
What?
Oh, wow. Even though Joe is in jail, I know, he managed to launch this revenge line with streetwear brand Oh Dangerous. The underwear features fun colors and animal prints, and one design even has Joe's face on the crotch.
Yes, but listen to this, y'all. When you're in jail, Portia, now I imagine your underwear options are limited, honey. So you think that's why he dreamed of all these styles?
Yes, honey. He was serving us the looks in his documentary, okay? And he's not gonna let it go. And he's gonna give y'all all the flair and fashion in them drawers.
Okay.
And yeah, people are going to buy it.
I'm not sure if being in prison, you want the other prisoners to know that you have cheetah drawers. And you want the other prisoners to know you got drawers with your face on it. That may not be
the
right
thing. I definitely think he was inspired by the WAP video.
The type of person Joe Exotic is, I imagine him getting a bunch of underwear sent to him and him just handing them out to the inmates so they wear them. I already see that happening, y'all. Like,
I'm sorry,
I could totally see that.
That is not happening. That is not happening. They only let you they only let you get white underwear, honey. They ain't letting you be sexy and all that to entice nobody. Been there, done that.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't never seen no prisoner with cheetah underwear on, Brad. I'm with you. And I ain't
No.
Who wants the Tiger King on their crotch? I just want to know.
Me. All right, honey. It's time for a couple of these shout-outs, honey. And they're both about babies. Oh, my God. Congratulate Usher, y'all. He and his beautiful girlfriend, Miss Jen, are expecting their first child together. Now, they said it will be the third for Usher, and who has two sons with his beautiful previous ex, Miss Tamika Foster, y'all. Isn't that great?
Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Moving on. Yes. Okay, we need some more of that talented offspring on the earth, honey. All right, y'all, so up next, more congratulations are definitely in order. Now, this time, it's new parents Ed Sheeran and his wife, Sherry Seaborn. Now, recently, we told you that they were able to actually hide the entire pregnancy because we have COVID and everybody's in the house quarantined, right?
Yeah.
Well, Ed dropped this picture of some tiny little baby socks on Instagram on a very cute little blanket, might I add, to announce the birth of his daughter. Now, check the name out. Check the name out. It's pretty epic.
Okay.
Her name is Lyra Antarctica. Wow. Like, what do y'all think about that? Is it, is it cold to name his daughter after such a cold continent, y'all?
Are you saying Antarctica, Lyra Antarctica, like where Santa goes to the South Pole to get my presents? Antarctica.
Yes. Yep, like the continent,
I don't know. If I heard that name, I'd be like, is she black? Because that seems like a name my cousin would have.
Okay.
You know, when you name your baby Antarctica, they just got to do great things. You can't be a fan with the name Antarctica.
Right.
Yeah, she
got
to come in kicking the door down.
Okay, Serena Williams hates losing at tennis, and you won't believe what she compared it to. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, looks like Serena Williams is not happy about her latest loss on the tennis court.
Damn.
And guys, Serena was so broken up about it that she compared the feeling to a bad relationship. Now, I know that feeling.
Okay.
I know that feeling. And I know y'all know that feeling.
Me too.
But here's what Serena told reporters. She said, I put myself in a bad situation. It's like dating a guy that, you know, sucks. That's literally what I keep doing out here. It's like I have to get rid of this guy. It just makes no sense. It's frustrating.
Get rid of him, girl.
That's what you said, Portia. But for the record now, she is married to husband Alexis Ohanian, and their relationship appears to be fine. Gary, would you compare losing to a bad relationship?
I sure would, honey, because my thing is I don't like to lose, honey. I am a winner. But then the key thing about it, what really hurts me more so about that, though, Sherry, then when you say a bad relationship with a person that sucks, I mean, I've never been complained about, so that would really bother me.
That would be your least of your concern that he sucks, right, Gary?
Okay. No, okay, not Portia.
if myself and Serena are anything alike, you know, playing organized sports for such a long time, all the way up to college, I never played on a big on the scale that she's been playing for. I would just imagine that she just wants to be left alone.
Right.
Like I would just get her everything she needed, all her favorite foods. I would make sure the baby was good.
He know just what to do.
Yeah. Chewy, okay. You make me want. I want to lose to you all the time, Chewy, because you know how to cheer a person up.
Well, moving on. Looks like Serena's friends Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are exploring other options while the public speaking career is on hold. OnlyFans, anyone? Now, a while back here on Dish, we mentioned that Meghan and Harry signed with an elite agency where they could earn millions of dollars per speech. But since the pandemic, things ain't really been popping off like they expected it to. So the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have allegedly been pitching TV projects on a regular basis and focusing more on production rather than Meghan having to be in front of the camera.
Okay.
All right. Now y'all know, baby, that they just purchased a beautiful new mansion worth over $14 million, honey. So they need to figure out a way to go and make some money. Definitely a lot here. I mean, come on, think about it, Sherry. That's all my salary for the whole life that I have. So, child, please. But Portia, so do you think they need to go back to London, honey, and make it right, honey, with the family? I mean, so they can survive? Because I know the queen, honey, is sick of her. Meghan, who I'm talking about, my cousin.
No, I don't. Listen, these people are not struggling no kind of way. First of all, they had to qualify for a loan because we know they didn't spend all their money cash. They got a loan for the house. They are good. They are not worried about nothing.
You still got to put $1.4 million down, and they don't have that money coming from the letter. But you know what they do have? They have Oprah Winfrey, and they have Tyler Perry as friends.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be making a white Madea if I was a prince.
But you know, for real, Sherry, they may be doing some other things, like producing different movies and stuff like that. Would you ever, like, audition to be a part of any of their productions?
I would love to do, like, a heist. We just be in a heist, and we're just, like, robbing the castle in England. I would
Ladies, you will love this deal time. Oh. It will leave your skin looking fresh and flawless, darling.
Yes.
Oh, Brad, I love the sound of that. Tell me more. Well, Portia, it's the Vivo Perlay 60-Second Makeover Set. This fast-acting luxury skincare will leave your skin looking and feeling youthfully fresh and flawless. Nice. All you have to do is reapply daily or as desired for special events when you want to look your best.
Okay, so Brad, now how soon, honey, will I see the results using this?
Well, Gary, you will see the results in seconds. And get this, this set features a concentrated treatment to target deep wrinkles and a skin-plumping moisture serum.
Now I'm so girl, how much is it?
Well, Gary, usually this 60-second makeover set has been seen as high as $50, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19. Tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Akon almost signed Drake, but find out why he turned him down after the break. What?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Rapper, record producer, and all-around businessman, Akon. He has an eye and an ear for talent. He signed Lady Gaga, T-Pain, just named two.
Wow.
And in an interview on Vlad TV, he revealed an artist that he had an opportunity to sign and passed on. Take it
on. At the time, believe it or not, Drake sounded more like Eminem.
Really?
Yeah. With that demo that I heard, he was sounding more like him. But I think that was around the time when that's every artist developing. You can see the difference between that demo and Best I Ever Had. It was completely different.
He was with Wayne by that time, right?
Huh?
Best I Ever Had.
I Ever Had was when everybody was after him.
Oh, so he had
signed. At that time, he hadn't quite signed.
Oh, okay.
He was negotiating with everybody. There was like this huge bidding war.
Yeah.
And that's when Cardi was like, I told you this was going to be the. I said, well, reach out. He said, you can, but the lowest bid right now is $1 million. I said, I ain't got $1 million.
Oh, right. Wow. Talk about
Brad, Drake's accent and flow style changes constantly. Do you think do you ever picture him sounding like Eminem?
Yeah, I absolutely picture this because you kind of pattern yourself after what's going on and you want to be, like, in the now and you want to be dope. So Eminem was, like, super hot back then. So I could see Drake saying, nowadays everybody want to talk, but they ain't Eminem. Yeah, I can see that.
Brad, didn't you emulate Queen Latifah when you first started?
Absolutely not. I was kind of like the female Snoop. I love Snoop so much that I was putting it down, putting it down.
That's the
thing to me.
Yeah.
And there ain't too many hoes that can hang with me. You know what I'm saying? It was like a bop back then, you know? I could imitate any and everybody. Yep. I could do Oprah Winfrey in For Color Purple. Get my children out of here.
You told Hoppo to get funkified.
All right, y'all, we got to move on. But listen, y'all already know how we do here at Dish Family. We love to celebrate each other. So right now, I want to celebrate the one, the only, the beautiful, the talented, Sherry Shepherd. Hey! Yes, yes, yes. Hey,
guys. So
Sherry has not one, not two, not three, but a four-page spread in the latest edition of People Magazine, which is on newsstands now. Sherry, congratulations, girl. How you feel?
I'm just so thrilled that people still remember me and people still want to work with me. Because, you know, you get a reputation in the business, and you guys all know. And when you're kind to people and you're consistent and you're professional, people just want to work with you. And I'm so glad that people remember me. I'm so glad to be here at Dish with my Dish family. So thank you. I'm excited about the article.
Yay. I love it.
Congrats, Sherry. You deserve it. I can't wait to see your biopic, Sherry, girl. You need to do one ASAP.
You deserve it, Sherry.
Yes.
You deserve it.
Here you are, baby. Dish Nation.
Let Portia play me.
Yes.
Oh, I would love that. Portia.
Oh, yes. I got you, girl, all the way. I got the human side, sexy side, and everything in the middle.
Everything in the middle. That's it.
All right, coming up, Sofia Vergara reveals something very eye-popping. You'll want to see this when we come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
And we're back, baby. Woo!
Yeah!
Woo! All right, so on a recent episode of America's Got Talent, Judge Sofia Vergara kind of weirded out fans because when asked by a fan what her secret talent was, this is what happened. Take a look.
It has always been my dream to become a judge on America's Got Talent. I would love to know if you have any talents that you can do off the spot.
I have one talent. Let's go.
Okay.
I'll show you. Can you do this?
I want to say this. Never did I think that I could say, you know, that Sofia Vergara, I mean, look at her.
Yes.
Sofia Vergara and I have something in common.
What?
I, too, can do funny things with my eyes. I'll do what Sofia Vergara just did.
Heidi crossed her eyes.
Oh, you crossed them. Okay.
No, just one. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Heidi can move one eye independent of the other.
Cool. You know what I can do?
Oh, I have a question for you, Frank. After seeing Sofia like that, if she legit had that eye, like she didn't just do it, she legit had that eye, would you still shoot your shot with Sofia Vergara?
Hell yeah, I had to stand her left.
Yeah.
Eyes?
Sofia Vergara's face right there is like what I imagine what her face naturally does after one too many cocktails.
Sherry, do you have a talent?
Heidi, my talent is I can play dead. Like, literally. I'm going to do this for the camera for y'all.
Okay. Are you just sitting up like you die in the chair? Okay. Are you sitting in a chair and dying?
I am sitting in a chair and I'm falling on my microphone right now.
Oh, Sherry.
Sherry, are you there?
Is there somebody? Somebody check on Sherry.
Sherry!
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.